Please mark your books, number 356. That will be the Savior's invitation song. Number 356. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Yes, I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim land, by thy saving arm, hear my plea, my feeble plea. Lord, dear Lord, look down on me when I kneel in prayer. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Let the church say amen.
Amen, preacher.
God is good.
Yes, sir.
And all the time, God is good.
Yes, sir.
You know, I say that every week. We say that every week, but I don't know if some of you really believe that, but if it wasn't for God's goodness, we wouldn't have been here this morning.
All right, preacher. Say it, preacher.
He woke us up. The clock didn't wake you up. He got you up. You didn't get up by yourself. He gave you the use of your limbs, your mind, and your bodies. You didn't give them to yourself. So God is good. Individually as well as collectively, God is good. The scripture was read for your hearing this morning from Matthew chapter 6, verses number 14 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." An old familiar subject this morning, I want to talk about forgiving or learning to forgive. Before we go any further, let us take a moment and go to God in prayer, though. O righteous God, which art in heaven, you are so good to us, O Lord, because you gave us another privilege and another opportunity to come out to your house and serve thee in spirit and in truth. We're so thankful this morning, Father, that we are able to call out your name because you gave us that privilege and that opportunity to do that. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. Thank you for blessing this congregation. Thank you for blessing the membership here, the leadership here, and all the brothers here who have taken part in the services thus far. May you continue to give them their blessings as you see fit, all of us our blessings as you see fit, O Lord. Father, I pray for the sick this morning, those who are sick and shut in and unable to be with us. But I also pray for those who are with us but are sick, and I pray for those who may be in need of prayer this morning, and I believe that's the entire world is in need of prayer. I pray this morning, Father, especially for our members here and their trials and their tribulations, their sufferings, their sorrows, their pain, as well as their gain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all you do for us, and I pray for those who may still be on their way this morning but have not arrived as of yet. I pray for their safe passage to this place. I pray for those who are traveling, whether it be on the highways, the byways, the airways, or the waterways. Thank you, Lord, and bless them that they may be able to be with us at the next appointed time. I pray, O Heavenly Father, for the parents who are raising their children. It's getting more difficult to control our children these days, but Lord, we need you right now. We need you to step in and give us strength, wisdom, and knowledge that we may raise our children up in the admonition of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for everything you do for us, and I pray, O Lord, for those who are serving their countries all over the world. I pray that the service people shall soon be able to be coming home, O Lord, and that there be no more wars, and that there be peace in this world and in this land. Thank you, Lord. I pray for peace in the streets, pray for peace in our households, and I pray for peace all everywhere, Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Son Jesus, who, because he came to this earth, hung, bled, and died you gave us the opportunity to the tree of life and to make heaven our home. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, I continue to pray and ask these and other blessings as they may come our way, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. One of the marks of a Christian is that of forgiveness. Sometimes forgiveness is as simple as just a few words. I'm sorry or forgive me. Usually that is enough said. In most cases, we must learn that it is next to impossible to live in this world without hurting someone or being hurt by others. Hurt can come through words, that which is said to us or about us. It can come through actions, things done unto one another. It can come through neglect, being ignored, and not at all, most of all, I'll call it class action. When one has the attitude that I'm better than the other one. To not forgive someone is like keeping them in captivity. On the other hand, forgiveness is to set them free. Forgiveness, therefore, becomes a two-way action. There are over 100 mentions of the word forgiveness or a variation of that in the Bible. So I believe it's important. It must be important, as a matter of fact, if it's got over 100 mentions in the Bible. So we are to be thankful and to be forgiven to one another. The person who is hurting someone, who hurt someone, must go to that hurt person and apologize and attempt to make it right. And the person who was hurt must forgive, and the matter should be closed once and for all. There are three actions a wrong person can take. One is revenge. Two is to keep on our feelings inside of us and become as a hypocrite. Or number three, we can give it over to God. One thing we should know is that God can handle our worst problem and our worst person, our worst persecutor. So when we think about it, the results of those three actions are simple. To seek revenge puts us on the level of the offender. We put ourselves on dangerous ground. Look at verse number 15 of our text. Verse number 15 says, "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." I would hate to have come such a long way calling myself a Christian, expecting God's forgiveness and then not forgiving others as I should. We need to understand that forgiveness works in two ways. One way is and the other way is from us. Watch 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 11. "He that hateth his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knoweth not where he is going, because that darkness has blinded his eyes." But somebody may say, "Well, wait a minute, preacher. Hate is such a strong word. Because I haven't forgave my brother doesn't mean I hate him." Well, I say hate is the ill will towards someone or something that is the opposite of love. So we need to be careful and to learn to forgive. And action number two is to hold it against someone. That is to lower yourself below the offender. But number three, but to forgive puts one above the offender. To put one below the offender, above the offender, is better than being below the offender. Now, I'll tell you something. A lot of people need to forgive around this time of the year especially, because you gave somebody a shirt and they gave you a pair of socks. So now you're mad at them or you're angry at them and you need to forgive them because they didn't know. Some people, they just roll that way. But if that's all your problem is, some of us will let that fester for 25 years. And then we'll wonder why That person is mad at me, or why that person wonders why you're mad at them, or you won't forgive them. Forgiveness is a two-way street. Sometimes things happen such a long time ago, and it could simply be resolved by learning to practice forgiveness. Forgiveness. Those few letters make up the word that means a whole lot. There are biblical examples of forgiving. Most Bible students and learners more than likely remember the story of Stephen in Acts chapter 7, around about verse number 55 or 60 or so. How that in verse number 60, how that while he was being stoned to death, and by the way, I may as well let you know this was mentioned in our Bible class this morning also. He asked the Lord to not charge his persecutors with this sin, with this sin to their charge. Here was a dying man about to be stoned to death, and his last prayer was that of asking forgiveness of others, for there was a sin in the sight of God. No doubt some of them may have listened to the words of forgiveness. They may have heard Stephen as he prayed in his prayer, and we can but hope it may have caused some of them, if not all of them, after they cooled down, perhaps caused them to repent of their actions and come to God. You just never know. Joseph, you remember Joseph in the Old Testament? Joseph forgave his brothers. He forgave them and saved their families from starvation in Genesis. The greatest example of all can be found in Luke chapter 23 and verse number 34. From the voice of the Lord our God hanging from his cross saying, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do, as he was being crucified. After they had driven the nails through his hands and his feet. I want you to take a walk with me, if you will, this morning back to the cross. I want you to notice Jesus hanging on the cross. First they beat him. They made him carry his own cross in the book of John in chapter 19. To the place where he was to be crucified. They placed him between two ordinary criminals. Nailed him to the cross. They lifted the cross up. But Jesus knew that the scriptures had to be fulfilled. He was our dying master. He watched as they parted his clothing into four parts. But he still found time to ask for forgiveness for his persecutors. He asked his heavenly Father to forgive him, forgive his enemies. Jesus is the most forgiving person that I know of. He is still in the business of forgiving mankind today. Do you need to be forgiven? You need to go to God. If you need to forgive, you need to go and forgive whomever you have a fault against. And if you can't do it by yourself, the Lord will give you help to forgive one another's person. We are to forgive completely, joyfully, and forever. And sometimes there are problems with that forever part. In Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, turn over with me to Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, if you will. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, the Bible says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And this part I want you to notice. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. Oh, and this is the part I want you to hear. Forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. All right. Can you forgive somebody for what they've done for you, to you, or against you? The Bible says you must forgive them. If you are to be forgiven. These two scriptures are one of the many reasons why I like the Bible. It not only instructs us on what is expected of us, but it tells us how to accomplish the matter as well. Verse 31 tells us how we should be, but verse 32 tells us how to follow through by being kind to one another. Then it uses us as an example of the reason why. As God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven us. That's what the Bible does. It teaches us and then it shows us how to accomplish what it teaches us. Too many of us say we forgive others only to seize on the opportunity when a chance arrives to bring it up again. That's what I meant by forever when I mentioned the word forever a few minutes ago. That's not forgiveness. That's what I call simply misplaced and false thinking. When we forgive someone, we should ask God to take the thought away from us. How many times have you heard somebody say, I used to be a drinker, I used to be a smoker, I used to be a drug user, but I asked God to take the taste of that stuff from my mind and my mouth. And they tell you that God removed it. God can remove all bad things from us if you ask him to. And I like it especially when it's between husband and wives. Oh, I know I'm going to touch a sore nerve now. But when the man goes to the woman and asks for forgiveness, and she tells him, she said, I forgive you. But then 6 months later, here it comes right back again. Do you remember when you did such and such thing? And there it is again. Well, I thought you were going to forget it. And I know what some folks say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. Well, you should forget as well. If you want God to forgive you, you've got to forgive and leave it back there. Wasn't it in Philippians where Paul said, I forget the things that are behind me, and I look forward to the things that are, I look to the things that are in front of me. Forgetting things of the past and looking to the future. So when you forgive someone, you're supposed to let it go. Let it go forever. Take it and put it in the trash can of your mind. Let it go. Forgive them. And sometimes, as parents, our children do things to us. And we can't seem to forgive our children. But you got to let it go. Help me preach this morning, Brother Miles. That's right. That's exactly where I'm going. In Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 22, the Bible says, forgive not 7 times, but 70 times 7. That means unlimited forgiveness. That means you keep on forgiving me every time I ask you for forgiveness. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm supposed to go out and just do things and just come back and run back and say, forgive me, I didn't mean to do it. That means that when you genuinely didn't intend to do it, you are, and I ask for your forgiveness, you ought to forgive me completely, forever, and fully. So then, God can remove something we're holding over someone else if we but ask him. We may never forget the situation, but we can't let it get in the way of forgiveness. Now, when I said that you may not want to ever, you say I'll forgive you, but I won't forget it. By forgetting it, it means to let it go out of your mind. Get it away from you and don't let it prop up in the conversation no more. You stepped on my toe on my new shoes 40 years ago, and I ain't never forgave you yet. That's old stuff, and that's behind us, and we need to look forward. Unlimited forgiveness. I want to ask you a question this morning. And I want you to examine your own mind, because you can't examine mine. But in your own mind, is there someone or something you need to forgive someone for? If so, you need to take this opportunity to forgive them. We must forgive if we expect God to forgive us. Don't allow the old issues to keep you out of God's heaven because you won't forgive others. Now, you know something about forgiveness? It's a simple matter. If I did something to you years back, and the years have all come forward and rolled around in front of us, does it make any difference what I did back 20 years ago to you? You still lived, you still moved forward, but you won't let that old thing out of your mind and let it go. But look at the text once again in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and verse 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, if you want to be forgiven, you've got to forgive.
Say it, preacher.
If you want to be forgiven and let it be gone, you've got to ask God to give you the strength to forgive others. If it's me that you need to forgive, you need to let me know that I have a fault with you, Brother Carter. I have a fault with you, and I need you to forgive me. I need you to let it go and forgive me, and I'll forgive you of that fault. Then your Father will forgive your trespasses. I don't know anybody in here that doesn't have a trespass. I bet you got one somewhere in your mind, somewhere.
Yes, sir, preacher.
There's something going on with you. You remember when you were going to, when you were in sixth or seventh grade, some things sometime. And some of us have been out of sixth or seventh grade for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And it's no sense to worry about what happened in sixth or seventh grade, but be thankful you moved ahead of sixth or seventh grade. So you want to be forgiven, you got to forgive. And it requires some prayer on most of our parts, because many of us, we just can't seem to do it by ourselves. We can't let it go. And if you can't let it go, you need to ask God to remove it from you, that you might let it go. Our kids, when they cause us heartaches and troubles, and our kids grow up, and when they get 35 years old, you remember what they did at age 6, and you still want to bring that up. Doesn't make sense. Or your spouse, when he or she did something to you, when you first got married, and you've been married for 50 years, and you still want to remember that. Doesn't make sense. You've got to forgive, because you never know when your day may come, and days are coming, seem to be quicker than ever these days. And one day we're going to have to meet a just God. And we want to meet him in a just way, I would hope. We want to meet God in spirit and in truth and in peace. So let us recall how we're supposed to forgive others. Let us remember to forgive others. Let us take the time and the thought process that we need and prayer of God to ask God what it is that we need to do to forgive someone. Forgiving someone, sometimes we make it hard. We'll put all kind of limitations on it. I'll forgive you if you'll do this or do that. I'll forgive you. Now, the Bible doesn't put those limitations on us. It just says forgive. Forgive 70 times 7 if you must. Just keep on forgiving. Keep on forgiving over and over again. Then, once you forgive, God will forgive your trespasses against you if you forgive those that you have against others. So the one thing I want to say this morning, the one last thing I want to say this morning, and my time is about up, I understand that. But sometimes we need to take a moment and think about something before we say it or before we do it. Think how it's going to affect others. You know, you can be a Christian on the one hand, but you can still hurt other people unknowingly. So you've got to think about what your actions mean, not only to you, but to others as well. If your neighbor, your next door neighbor, knows you as the good time Charlie of the neighborhood, but you come to church and you're all business, you're all about the business of God, but yet during the week you're doing everything with everybody, what are your neighbors going to think of you? What do your neighbors think of you? Have you ever considered that for a moment? Have you ever considered that we need to be a Christian not one day a week, but 7 days a week? Have you ever wondered why you need to be a Christian 7 days a week? Because God is a full-time business. God is being a Christian is a full-time profession for us. And God needs you to be a full-time Christian if you want to get into heaven. Learning to forgive. Forgiveness. Forgiven. Those variations in the Bible, those 110 times that word or its variation is used. So I want you to think about it on whichever variation you want to use. Do you need to forgive someone? Does someone need to forgive you? Have you hurt someone? Have you offered someone your apology for that thing that you did to them? Have they offered you their apologies for the thing that they all that you have against them? Forgiving. Forgiveness. Let it be a byword with us as Christians. Learn to live a life of forgiveness that others may see God in you. When you have been around this world a good while, you start to think a little differently as you grow older. As you grow older, you start thinking what things that used to didn't mean anything to you, now they mean more to you than ever before. And forgiveness should be one of those words that you recall in your vocabulary. Because we've got to love one another and forgive one another. If we don't love one another, how can we forgive one another? And if we don't forgive one another, how can we say we love one another? Forgiveness. Forgiving. Learn those words and keep them in the back of your mind. And if you're not a Christian, but you want to become one, you come by hearing, believing, repentance, confessing, and then being baptized. It's not too cold to get baptized today. We'll baptize you. The water is ready. Brother Jackson is ready. And all the equipment that we need is ready. But if you are a Christian, but you went astray, you need to come to God asking for for forgiveness. Come to the church. Ask the church to pray with and for you that you may grow stronger and that you may be able to stay on the right track as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
Number 356.